Good morning or good day. Welcome to the Daily Inspiration. This is Tony speaking. recently I have been reading in the book of Ecclesiastes, and I found a lot of inspiration in just in reading through it and seeing what all the wisdom, I guess, that the writer has. Some people say they don't really know for sure who wrote Ecclesiastes, but to me it seems like it's, according to the King James Version anyway, that with the beginning verse 1, it says that the words of the preacher, the son of David, king in Jerusalem. I think we would all know that. I mean, we could all assume that it was King Solomon, because King Solomon is the one that God gave a lot of wisdom to. And as we see, a lot of these things that he wrote are things that you would not be able to have unless you had it directly from God, or if you had the Spirit of God in you. There's a lot of these things, even years and years later, it was discovered by a man, like the water currents and the air currents. Even though he writes that in here, so I just have found it to be very inspirational. So I'd just like to read a few verses in chapter 1 to begin with. So verse 2 says, "Vanity of vanities, saith the preacher, vanities of vanities, all is vanity." And the way I understand it is, when he speaks of vanity here, it's not in the sense that it's a vain thing or if it's a useless thing. I think most of when he mentions vanity, it means that it's not a lasting thing. Like, even like man won't last. Well, you know, at the most we'll live 80, 100 years. But then you pass. It's, nothing is lasting, so it's all goes the way of vanity. Verse 3 says, What profit hath a man of all his labor which he taketh under the sun? So he starts out right away by saying that, what does it profit us to work, or what the work that we accomplish here on this earth, what does it profit us if our time is very short and it's just going to pass away? Then he goes on to say, this is, one generation passes away and another generation cometh, but the earth abideth forever. So the earth will continue even after we pass. Say, all our ancestors that have died, they lived for their time and then they died, and their children took over, and so on and on, to a present day when it's our time. Those of us that are listening or hearing this message. But our time is also going to come to an end. And I believe that's when you read throughout this book of Ecclesiastes, that is what it's really pointing to. Is that a lot of these things pass away, but there is a God that does not pass away. And as we'll see here in a few verses, I believe, let me just go on reading. So verse 5, it says, "The sun also ariseth, and the sun goeth down, and hasteth to his place where he arose." So as we know, those of us that can see anyway, the sun rises in the morning in the east, and then it goes down in the west, where it always goes. So every day it's the same thing. It repeats itself. And in verse 6, "The wind goeth toward the south and turneth about unto the north. It whirleth about continually, and the wind returneth again according to his circuits." That's what I was speaking about, the wind currents, the air currents, the wind currents, how it's yeah, the wind might go south one time. It might be blowing towards the south, coming from the north. It's very cold, at least for us here in western New York. It's very cold wind, but then it switches, and then it's the wind coming from the south, and you can feel it's warmer. And also the airplanes, from the way I understand it, they fly from one city to the other. They don't, if they're departing from the city to another city, they fly one direction or one route, and then on the way back, they don't come the same route because of the wind currents. So they sort of use the wind behind them to so that it's more efficient that way. So man has learned all these things, and that's why I say the inspiration or the marvel of it is all is that God created all this. And the preacher here, he knew all about that. And that's why I say I believe that it's only from the knowledge and wisdom that God gives that he was able to know all these things before his time. So then it goes on to say in verse 7, all the rivers run into the sea, yet the sea is not full. Unto the place from whence the rivers come, thither they return again. And I had to marvel at that. You know, we learned this in school. We were taught about how the water goes up in the air, it evaporates, goes up in the air, comes the cloud, and comes back down, and again, just beats itself. That's what he means here, is that the rivers run into the sea, and the sea doesn't get full. And from where the rivers come, there they return, the water returns again in the form of rain. So, verse 8, all things are full of labor. Man cannot utter it. The eye is not satisfied with seeing, nor the ear filled with hearing. So I think that what he's saying is that all these things are full of labor, all these things that God created, it was a lot of work, or it's a marvel of God's creation, and that we're not satisfied to just be able to see it or to even hear it. You know, when we're traveling, we see these mountains or the, you know, different sites, lookouts where you can look down in the valley and just how beautiful it is. And then you go over to Niagara Falls and you just hear the thunderous water falling. It's just, it's totally amazing. So verse 9, it says, the thing that hath been, it is that which shall be, and that which is done is that which shall be done. There is no new thing under the sun. And I think that is a very important thing to remember, that for God, there isn't really anything new. He knows all about it, because he created all these things. And man on this earth might think that they have invented something new or they have created something new, but God knew about it already. It's like it says, it's nothing new under the sun. And so I just keep on reading. Verse 10, it says, is there anything whereof it may be said, see, this is new? It had been already a whole time, which was before us. It's just repeating again that there isn't really anything new. It has already happened. I haven't even thought about it, how we say now how much wickedness there is. We say, oh, it's much worse than back then. But if we have read our Bibles during the time of Noah, and even during the time of the Tower of Babel, it sounds like there was a lot of wickedness. It was really, really bad. And even during the flood, or during the Noah's time, wickedness was very, very much abundant on the earth. And that's why God had to destroy it. And so, yes, I think that it's just a cycle that repeats itself. And but the abiding thing here is that the Lord never changes. That's the message that we want to keep in our minds or keep in our heads, is that with God, nothing changes. He's always the same. He's always been the same, will always be the same. Anyway, here it says, the preacher was king over Israel in Jerusalem, and I gave my heart to seek and search out by wisdom concerning all things that are done under heaven. This sore travail has God given to the sons of man to be exercised therewith. I have seen all the works that are done under the sun, and behold, all is vanity and vexation of spirit. That which is crooked cannot be made straight, and that which is wanting cannot be numbered. I commend with mine own heart, saying, lo, I am come to great estate, and have gotten more wisdom than all they that have been before me in Jerusalem. Yea, my heart had great experience of wisdom and knowledge. And I gave my heart to know wisdom, and to know madness and folly. I perceived that this also is vexation of spirit. For in much wisdom is much grief, and he that increaseth knowledge increaseth sorrow. So, as we get here, is that speaking of how much wisdom he has been given, and he made it his mission to search these things out. And he says that from what he has seen, all is vain, all passes away, and all of it just vexes the spirit. And I'm not exactly sure if I understand that part, but I believe that that a lot of these things, you know, that in the world, if we try to understand it, it isn't good for our spirit. It isn't good for our spiritual walk with God. That's not what God wants us to spend our time on, but rather to gain the wisdom that is from him. So I think that my time is up for this portion, but I will continue in the next segment. So I wish you God's blessing for today. And may you be encouraged and continue to strive to be the servant that the Lord wants of you, and the Lord that wants and the servant that the Lord wants of all of us. So the Lord bless you till we speak again.